Hello, Vancouver. Welcome to Throwdown FM.
Yeah.
This is your girl, Downtown Stacey Brown, in the mix. What's up, babies? I missed you all week. Of course, we have the ugly, the most inspiring Brooks.
Yeah, guys? Yeah.
Yeah.
Plugged in, balled up, ready to go.
Yeah, we got a good show. We got homies Emotions in the studio. What up, though?
What a guan.
What's going on, man? Good to see you.
You too, Stace. Good to be up in your crib here.
Yeah, it's my home. It's my second home. So what'd you guys get up to this week? Anything fun?
I was checking out your nails. Damn!
Oh, yeah, my claws. Made a little extra money on the weekend, but decided to pamper myself.
It shows. Well, don't forget it was my birthday Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Did you hang? 23.
Happy
birthday.
Thank you.
You're 40. Shut up, old fart.
You saw the drive-in.
Yeah.
Leaning over the wheel.
So, did you have some teen crumpets with the mom?
Yes. I thought you said teen crumpets for a second.
teen crumpets.
I can't even undo a bra, though, so.
Speaking of bras, I bought 2 new bras today.
Oh.
Not today. Yesterday, as I zip up my shirt so you can't see the cleavage.
I thought something bad was about to happen there, Doug.
No. It's tasteful.
Nice.
What did I do this week? I didn't do much.
That's it?
I think I did.
Reruns?
Yeah, I don't know.
I went to a Bass Nectar with my homie Omar, and we waited outside in the freezing cold for like an hour and a half.
No way.
And then three people back from the front of the line,
yeah,
he got caught with a drink, taking a sip, so we got kicked out.
Omar, oh my God, no way.
It was good. I wasn't in a dance mood, so he gave me a ride home, and then he went and switched his whole identity and outfit, and then he got back in as a different person.
Attaboy, shout out to Omar. Yeah. What up? Omar's in the other room listening.
Incognito. Lighting up.
We have your girlfriend in the other room as well as Omar in the other room.
What up, Elisa?
Shout outs. She's cute, Emotions. She's
word
really
up.
Cute.
Thank you.
And,
stay away, Stace.
Yeah, you know what? And you know what? Usually I make fun of the guys. I'm like, oh, so you got a girl? They're like, yeah. I'm like, you know, if she was here, what'd I do to her?
Well,
and it's in the record room right there. But yo, yours is actually here. I might actually fucking get a chance at this.
I roll with proper security like Obama, man. My shit.
You mean Omar? Omar.
Yeah.
Obama. Wicked. So, okay, that's enough banter. What's the date today? December 3rd? Ho, ho, ho. It's almost Christmas.
No, that was my birthday, December 3rd. But it's December 5th.
Oh, 5th today.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Thanks for reminding me.
That it was your birthday, that you're old.
Brought into this world.
Okay, we're getting off topic.
Mother.
It's not your interview, okay? Brooke, shut the fuck up.
Emotions. We've been crushing the show with tunes on this, the intro style, weeks and weeks.
Yeah,
nice. Respect.
So, yeah. You know,
we definitely do. I do like.
I haven't been to town, homie.
Oh, wow.
That's okay. Whatever.
Podcast, dog.
He'll listen to this one. The one I really like in this in your Kush CD, I really like Now or Never, and I really like Contagious. Yeah. And that girl on Now or Never, I thought it was Danny, but then Danny's like, no, that's not me. I'm like, what?
Yeah, this girl named Jennifer. She's
Jennifer. Yeah, she's dope. Yeah, and then
tune.
Your sister's on Contagious, and I really like that one too. It's cool.
Yeah,
I bump this shit in my whip all the time. Those are like the two tracks that I go back and forth. I'm like, oh yeah.
Word up. You like the ones with the singing on them? I like that.
Yeah, well, you know, anything with the girl's voice, you know,
Wets you up though.
Oh,
fuck,
man.
I don't care. You get the shada around with the girl's vocal and they're weeping a little bit. It's a good tune.
Rewind.
Oh my God. All right, so first and foremost, Emotions, I want to ask, how did you get your name? What came up with the name Emotions?
Man, a couple people asked me that this week.
Yeah.
When I thought of the name Emotions, I think I just picked it because it kind of sounded cool off the tongue. But then over time, I realized that everything you do through music is different emotions. And it fit what I do even better throughout time, because when I first started music, I was pretty much only doing like underground rap. But now I'm really all over the place. I'm doing dubstep stuff, electro, live band, funk, soul music, singing, rap, underground hip-hop, pop songs, you know, everything. So, yeah.
That's cool, man. That's wicked. So you came up with the name yourself. No one gave it to you. It was something you picked out?
No. I wish that, Cool Herc gave it to me in the Bronx or something.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yo, the clouds moved and this light shined down and they were like, emotions?
Yeah. See, now I moved downtown. That's why I fucking just threw down, downtown Stacey Brown. But it was actually you. It was actually you who gave me the nickname DTSB.
Thank you. I made the abbreviation.
You get the abbreviation point. Yeah, you do.
That's hood juice,
yeah,
kid.
Yeah. That's straight. That's real. That's real talk. Real talk.
It's like Little John's new drink, man.
Yeah.
Hood juice.
DTSB, good juice. Hood juice.
Yes. See, I'm just too lazy to say downtown Stacey Brown every time I saw you. So I was like, oh, DTSB.
Yeah, DTSB sounds dope, yo. It's true, it's true.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, mine's around the corner, bro. Oh, not that we're being bad up in here.
I'll grab that. That's what assistance for, isn't it?
My mouth's so parched. That's awesome.
Let's get to a tune.
I want to ask, what are your songs about, just so I can tell the audience, like, you say you're going with, soul or, different types of genres and stuff. Is there, like, a main focus in your music?
Are you asking me about, like, something you're going to play right now or just what
just
I've been
general,
writing lately?
Yeah.
In general, it's really about everything, you know what I mean? I really try to, I understand the power of words and influence over a lot of people, and to be in the situation that I am, to be doing live shows, to be on stage, to be on airwaves, you know what I mean? I try to have a positive message in all my music, you know? And if it isn't positive, hopefully it's not negative at least, you know?
Well,
it's just funny or something, you know?
I've never known you to be like an angry person, you know?
Word.
You've like always been chill and cool and stuff, and I like your music. It's like different from all the other people in the city that are talking about, like, you know,
trying to be everything. Well, I mean, homeboy's mixing up the genres.
Yeah, right? I travel a lot, you know, travel for a living with my music. That's probably the main thing I talk about, just experiencing stuff, having fun on the road, and trying to live life as a rapper in Vancouver, which is a weird thing. There's probably about me and four other people who do it for a living.
Yeah, yeah. So
in Vancouver.
Yeah, so music does come to you naturally. So do you think, obviously, your dad must have had like a major influence on your music ability? And for all you listeners out there, if you don't know, fun fact of the night.
Let me know.
Bong, bong, bong.
Yeah, Emotion's dad is the lead singer of the Paolas, which I've always thought was cool because my mom used to make us clean the house to like them and like Loverboy and like all the crazy 80s fucking punk bands.
Nice.
So I thought that was pretty cool. So
my pops was telling me today that he got that his song Eyes of a Stranger on that Nip and Tuck plastic surgery show.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, somebody got their eyes taken out or they got different eyes and they used my dad's song Eyes of a Stranger.
That's funny.
One up on yo.
That's hilarious.
Must get asked that question a lot with direct relation to that tune because that's a pretty good answer.
Yeah.
Word up. Oh, he told me that tonight, actually. You know?
Oh, no joke.
Yeah, for real.
That's sauce.
Is he listening to the show?
I think my grandparents, my gran and grandpa might be listening. So
shout out to Nana and
Molly,
Papa.
Molly and Joe.
What's up, Molly and Joe? Thanks for tuning in. I'll try to keep the swears on the low. But I doubt that'll fucking happen.
Gosh.
There's one. Awesome.
They're English. It's okay.
Okay. Mm. So what inspired you to become an artist? Obviously, you know, you had a musical background growing up and stuff, but when did you when did you know that this is something that you wanted to do, like, full-time?
When I was young, you know, I was really into breakdancing and graffiti as much as I was rapping, and it wasn't until maybe my later teens I started kind of excelling in rap and getting a lot of props and just kind of felt like I should take that direction more seriously.
Just writing on your own, or...?
I was in a group at the time called Fourth World.
Yeah.
And
what
just
year
doing...
are we talking?
97, 98.
Yeah.
So then I was like, really feeling like I used to do it just for fun and it was a career kind of idea in my head. And then after things kind of started snowballing and traveling a bit and making a little bit of money, I said, hey, man, if I took this five times more seriously, I could have five times more of a career out of it.
Dope.
What do you enjoy doing most when you're not performing or working on music?
Probably my favorite thing to do in the world is...
Your girlfriend.
Hey.
You saw her.
She's cute, dude.
No, you know, it's just really like, I'm a chill dude, man. Maxing with my girl, doing like nature type things, you know. I love hitting rivers and the ocean and stuff like that, swimming in the summer.
We do live in the perfect place for that.
I can't believe those people on their PlayStations, Xbox, all that. Man, get outside. Look at those mountains right now. The snow up there.
I got love for the gamers. I'm not going to turn my back on my people like that. You know what I'm saying?
Come on,
dog.
Yeah.
No, but
Brooks just sucks at video games. That's why he hates. Yeah, right.
You should see me play Skyburger, man.
Yeah.
I used to be really good at video games when I was a kid. My mom and my sisters and brother would always be like, "Oh, I can't get out of this level. Well, where's Stacy? We'll get that bitch." Yeah. I'm like 2 seconds. I'm like, done. Yeah. Here's my dinner.
Let me show you how it's done. Where's my dinner?
Our last tour this summer that me and Stylus went on, it was really cool because every city, you know, we're only there for a day or two, but we really tried to plan, like, to do something nature-y kind of every spot.
Yeah.
And hook up with kind of the dopest DJs and MCs that we know in every spot and trade music and stuff like that, too. So
that's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. So when I go to a town, you know, I want to try to see some kind of water or beach that they got or something cool, you know, and yeah, just hang with my people there mostly.
Word. Well, I think we've been talking for a minute, so that's good because I love talking.
Yeah, we've got to get to know the man.
Yeah, and you know what? The microphone and my headphones love him. I mean, you sound good. You sounded good. But I want to play my favorite song. Well, two of my favorite songs.
Oh, yeah,
we'll play Now or Never. Yeah. From Emotions.
It's a biggie.
Vancouver, this is a dope song. Turn it up. I'm telling you. 101.9.
Yeah, big up Jenna Fair on the chorus.
Oh, that's fucking trance dance. Thank you,
that
Smiley
was
Mike.
Trance.
Thank you, Smiley Mike, for not
I got my jeans from Trance.
Awesome. 101.9 FM, Now or Never, Emotions. Yeah. What? Yeah.
Yo, yo, hey, yo, fuego. The only way that I rap, yo, hot like Tabasco. They came from El Paso. Best sound at parties when I'm puffing the half. Oh, that's just the coochie that I mix with tobacco. That's all. Try to be the king of the castle. Work hard, cause when I'm older, I don't want all the hassles. I got love for every class, but if we ever bump Ted, you probably think I'm an asshole. That's cool. I do it for the fresco, set to rap, though. Even if we up in the shack, yo, basement to back row, sold out pack shows. No matter where I'm at, I'm always kicking the back row. Dance halls, get back, y'all. Hitting the dance flow, hands on your hottie, people shaking their ass. Yo, I know they're trying to hustle, music is hard, but I'm the type of motherfucker does the shit that he has to.
It's now or never.
Do what you gotta do on a path to choose.
We don't have the lever.
Got no time to lose, better make some moves.
You gotta keep it moving. The world keeps turning. Don't get left behind.
It's now or never.
You know what you gotta do.
We don't have the lever.
So love's never promised to you.
You gotta keep it moving.
Going through this crazy life.
The world keeps turning.
Don't get left behind.
The whole world's in a traffic jam. Green, yellow, and red, plus the laws are scams. So I guess the harder life gets, the harder I am. Keep doing my thing and try to act like anything that happened is part of my plan. My right hand clutched the mic stand to bust for my fans. It's just who I am. Been doing it, did it before you did it. Be killing it every visit. You know that we about to set it off. Sinister the lyrics that hit you, melting your tissue, and grace it back into me deficiently like a Molotov. I'm hella raw like a cardboard dance floor. B-boys, passionate love is what they dance for. You never know how you stumble on an answer. Hands up, hip-hop's a cure for cancer.
It's now.
This is the Manphibian MC Charlie Tuna, and you are now tuned in to Throwdown FM with Downtown Stacey Brown and Jen Slayer. Stop playing.
What up? What up? What up? That was Now or Never From Emotions. I fucking love that song.
Yeah. Big ups to Stylus on the production on that. And he got his brother Steve on the guitar too. Steve Rio.
Dope. And I always forget her fucking name. What is it? Jen?
Jennifer. Yeah, she's an amazing singer.
Jennifer.
We went to high school together out here, and she ended up moving to China for a bit and singing out
there. Wow.
Yeah.
They'd eat that up.
Yeah.
They'd eat that up.
Well, for sure, man.
Fuck, I'd eat that out. China. Oh, you mean eat that up. It's now or never.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to eat that up anywhere in Asia. Like, Japan's got such a huge music scene. I mean, China. It's going on. Especially with the female vocals. Like, damn. Cold killers, man. I'm telling you.
So, speaking of stylist, he's, like, your main guy, your main DJ.
Yeah.
Main producer.
Yeah.
Have you worked with any other DJs or producers? Obviously, you have. Just give me some names. I mean, not that direct. You know what I'm saying.
It's the shout-out.
Well, lately, I'll tell you some. I've worked with, in my life, you know, hundreds of producers. But lately, some of the people I've been working with. Jeff Speck has been fucking hitting me some heat.
He's
been giving me some really good beats. D-Rec has came through on some real nice ones lately, too.
Yeah.
My boy Oz. Always hitting me that fire. Stylist is like, you know, my main producer and
dope local boys,
my DJ and my touring partner. So,
well, like let's get a little deeper and think about what you're looking for on a production level. Because I was saying when the tune was playing that the vocal hook drops on that tune, and then this little laser comes in right at the right time. You know, I mean, it's shit like that as soon as you start getting the heat over it. It just takes it to the next level. I mean, that's when the chills come out. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that's
what you want. We're trying to make songs like, you know, like bands make songs in like real music.
Right.
Not just a lot of hip hop is kind of just one loop of a sample
whatever,
or something like that. I'm all about the sampling, but you got to be creative with it, you know? But on a lot of songs on the Kush album, we got live players. Like that song is, you know, live keyboards, live guitars.
Yeah.
So it just gives it that extra feel. And that means, you know, if somebody wants to follow the pattern of your rap, boom, you know, they follow it with the keyboard.
Or that's right.
If you're a good rapper and you got different styles, then you could follow the keyboard or
that's
you could follow the guitar,
that's
you know?
Big band thing. That's when those people that are like, electronic music, rappers, because they listen to things like the Eagles and the Rolling Stones, you know? Hey, man, no disrespect to none of that, but, you know, it gets you excited.
Mike.
It gives you that hook to catch on to when all of a sudden you're into it. You're interested. You're listening to what's happening, right?
Yeah, no doubt. There's a generation gap, so it's hard for some people to even understand what's going on. You know what I mean?
Did you just call me old?
I did. I fucking did.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, you can play instruments
now. Your wrinkles are starting to show.
You can play instruments now on a laptop.
Yeah,
but I understand that an old person looking at someone playing a computer is like, what the fuck are you guys
doing?
Like, they
didn't even know what that was anyways.
No, totally. I was like... Oh, what do you want for the birthday? I'm like, SL3 be all right. Some rain software,
they're like,
right?
What?
$800.
well,
they cringe.
Yeah, you
got
to go on the budget, man.
You know, well, how much is an acoustic guitar going for? That's another show.
I can get you one for cheap, bro.
I'm not talking about a shower. I'm talking about a guitar.
Downtown Eastside Stacey Brown.
Baby. Dude, I got everything
G-string.
In the kitchen sink. You can't find it. Come ask me, baby. You know how it works.
She got PSPs in the pantry, dog. $50.
I'm fresh. Cheap, baby. Pop that shit.
I'm having a good time.
So, speaking of like producers and DJs and sick, you know, stuff we're talking about. Oh my God, that's annoying. No, I forgot what I was gonna say. Damn it!
That text
throwing
you off.
Yeah, I know. Fuck him. So, is there anybody in the city that you haven't collaborated with yet that you want to collaborate or can see yourself working with? Or
Josh Martinez is one of those people.
He doesn't.
I've always loved Josh Martinez's music. You know,
what genre?
Not true. Not always, but in the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, I've really liked it.
Yeah, he's been in the game for a really long time, and you know, I've never really heard his songs. But I know he's local, but I know he doesn't live here anymore.
Yeah.
But
he's kind of all over traveling.
All over the place.
They got an office in the States, and he's, you know, out here when he's traveling and stuff, too.
Yeah, he's sick.
But other people in Van I haven't worked with. I just did a new song with Trey Nice, actually. Me, Trey Nice, and my boy Jay Worthy. And on the production is Alonzo Wang and Jasper.
Dope.
So that shit is tight. That's
Jasper.
Jasper from East Van.
Jasper, oh, not yeah. Jasper Curry?
Yes. Yeah.
Jasper Curry's from downtown. What the fuck are you talking about?
He homie, lives in the West Side. Man.
So am I, though.
He's Main Street, man. He lives by the border, baby. I'm like, not from the East Side, but like.
I got my toe in.
Yeah. Shut up, Rurk.
Yeah, when he goes to the grocery store, it's East Side.
Okay, if all my listeners are out there, please stop texting me. It's annoying. And this temporary phone, I don't know how to turn it off.
7-Eleven. Get that pay as you go, man.
Yeah. Also, I'd love to do more music with my sisters. I mean, obviously we've done songs, but I mean, life's so crazy with traveling and work and everything, you know, that everybody's in different places, right? But I really want to collab with them more.
Yeah.
Mocha, stoked to do some new stuff with him for my new album. Same thing, we've done a couple together, but I'm really excited to get some beats off him and, put my mind to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, your sisters are fucking dope, dude.
Thank you.
If you guys don't know his sisters, they're twin sisters, Danny and Lizzie. They're sick. They got some fucking dope skill behind their fucking voice boxes, man. It's fucking insane. They're coming in hopefully when Danny's CD is finished.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Yeah,
tell
she just
stylist to fucking get on it, all right?
she just got off tour with Exhibit and D12.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
They just went across Canada. She was their merch girl, so.
Oh, dope.
She,
with Loked?
No, just selling their merch.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
But she put her skills from Loked to use, you know, how to hustle hard. And
that's dope.
Yeah, she got to go all through the Maritimes with them, Toronto, Montreal, Quebec City, all that kind of stuff. So that was a great learning experience
for
her.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of Danny. Contagious. Let's check that check out right now.
Yeah, and this is produced by my boy Lace Cadence out of Seattle, Blast Off Productions. Boom!
Word, respect. All right, Vancouver, this is Contagious, 101.9. Throw it in down.
Party people just dance it up.
What?
Put your liquor in a plastic cup, smash it up. The DJ mashing up a little bit of hip hop with the fastest stuff. I love the dubstep with the dopest tempo. Rap, disco, techno, plus electro. With the rhymes I let go, 100% yo. The party is mental. The bottles are empty and the bodies are crazy. So a good DJ's just really essential. The girls are acting and they're showing affection. I was thinking maybe later we could head for the exit. Cause the hottie just tempt me with her body so sexy. No matter what time it is, she could probably text me. But for now, we gon' hang where the music is loud in the bass. And the sound is shake the crack.
Woo! So can you feel it's crazy over your bodies? I flick and stages, ladies. So let the DJ play this loud in the speakers. Ain't it amazing, amazing?
Overcapacitated, I feel inebriated, hot as hell and I'm blacked out, faded, can't see nothing but beats are still blazing, blaze, blaze, blazing, people all singing, bass drums are kicking, eardrums are ringing, the hustlers all blinging, the max is all mingling, girls are all jiggling, asses keep wiggling, pick up the DJ, smash the knock with the proper selection, to control the vibe with the mic and the mixer, we get more than life, build up the dance floor, then organize, the freshest sessions, the rhythm sections, cameras are flashing in every direction, you can feel the connection with the music attention, everybody getting loose in their own dimension.
So can you feel it's crazy over your bodies? I'm flicking stages, stages. So let the DJ play this loud in the speakers. Ain't it amazing, amazing? So can you feel it's crazy over your bodies? I'm flicking stages, stages.
CITR would like to thank everyone who made a donation during Fun Drive 2010. Without your support, our little station would not be able to keep producing amazing volunteer-powered radio. Radio that strives to do something different, who introduce you to your new favorite song, your new favorite band, your new favorite sound. By harnessing the power of dozens of volunteer hosts as diverse as the programming they are dedicated to creating, we aim to give you something completely unique, and we could not do it without you. You are simply the best. CITR listeners, better than all the rest. You're simply the best. Better than all the rest. Better than anyone. Anyone
I just want to thank all
You're
our
simply the best.
CITR listeners out there for donating to our fun drive. We reached our goal almost. I think it was like 29,000. We wanted 30, and I believe we'll be collecting donations all throughout the year. So don't hate, donate.
Get the equipment for the listeners.
Let CITR have better station equipment.
It's funny because sometimes when I'm out,
I want a gold fucking microphone, bitches.
Well,
gold mesh anyway.
Yeah,
I see people out around the streets, and I'm like, oh man, that looks like he's one of the hosts for a show on CITR, but I don't know how to ask him.
Yo, are you a host at CITR? How fucking hard was that?
Well, I get nervous.
You're hilarious. Yeah, that's why you're good on radio, so you don't have to look at anybody.
We won't get TNA pants.
All right, we're getting off topic. You're on Throwdown FM with Emotions.
Yeah, what up?
So that was Contagious. It's featuring your sister Danny, who I love. Shout out.
It's banging.
It's banging track. Banging track. Banging
Word
track.
Up. Yeah, off the album Kush, and we got a full remix album coming out for this, and I sent the acapellas, like just the raps, to like 50 different DJs and producers around the world. Whew. And I ended up getting a bunch of really cool remixes, and we're dropping them all this month.
What? Yeah. Sick. Snap. Sounds fucking exciting.
And the genres are all over the place, from dubstep and hip-hop to like B-more. There's some Baltimore stuff, some electro ones, glitch hop ones. Yeah.
That's where we're at right now, musically, too, right? I mean, shit. Yeah. So I'm sending the vocal out. I'm like, oh, my God. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, man.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, hey, thank you, man. It was a cool way to do music because I had already recorded all the vocals, all my parts. So yeah. I just shoot these files out to all these people, and I got all these new songs being made, and I'm not even there, you know?
Exactly.
So it was pretty rad, dude.
Taking over the airwaves. Right?
What advice would you give people today trying to make music?
Make it from the heart, man.
Yeah.
It's the most simple advice, you know, about making music.
Some people can't tap into that.
Well, then.
Good luck making music, brother.
You need to get a writer. Or maybe you need to be in a different part of music, you know. But as far as writing music.
Like on the radio.
You got to have heart to be on the radio. Come on.
Yeah, true, I guess.
As far as writing lyrics or songs and performing them, you know, you just got to have soul, you know. Sometimes I think it's worth it to do something or say something that's a little bit out on the limb and not play it so safe, just to be original and creative, you know? Even if you don't know if people are going to feel it or be head over heels about it, if it's your expression and it's what you want to do as an artist, I'd say that's what you should do.
Dope.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope. So, you got any main influences?
KRS-One.
What?
Yeah.
For sure, the Blastmaster.
Yeah, granddaddy.
You know? Which, if you know KRS's story, it was like, he was a street kid in New York, and then his social worker was Scott LaRock, who ended up being his DJ. Started giving him beats and stuff like that.
How come I didn't get that life?
They made Boogie Down Productions, BDP, together. And in their second year of being a group, there was a fight in the front of the stage. Scott LaRock tried to break it up, and he got killed. Shot in the head.
Damn.
So KRS's music, like when he first started out, was like really gangstered out, and he was a street dude, and he was a lot about gats and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then when his DJ got killed, his whole thing flipped, you know?
Damn.
So for me, like seeing a gangster dude who was solid and people would take him seriously in the streets, but he was dropping knowledge, like street knowledge on people, like, yo, why we gotta do this, you know?
Yeah.
That always impacted me in a really deep way, yeah. Same with Nas, you know?
Yeah, Nas.
You could tell he's a street dude, but he's just dropping gems, and you're like, yeah, you know? Like,
of course.
A lot of people, it's such a thin line between being preachy and rap.
Man.
And telling people what to do and kind of sounding nerdy with it, you know? But then there's some people like, you know, Nas or KRS or Guru had it too, you know, where they're just flowing, and all of a sudden you're like, damn, I just learned something by accident.
I just learned something
like,
right
you know?
Now. Right now. I mean,
that's amazing, Brooks. Can we all have a round of applause for stupid Brooks learning something? Wow.
Same attention span as an air freshman.
Rest in peace, Scott LaRock.
Scott LaRock, though.
Yeah,
like,
BDP.
I pour a sip, but we're not allowed to drink in here.
You guys are social worker.
Yeah. So, favorite quote, favorite line?
I'd rather regret something that I did than something I didn't do.
Oh.
That's always inspirational.
Deep. Who's that?
I have no idea.
Anonymous.
I think a drunk, sweaty dude said that to me once at the club.
Sounds suiting.
But
sounds
he was right, man.
Wasn't that the guy that works at?
I should say it's Bruce Lee or something, you know. Nah, Jimi Hendrix
too late,
said
baby.
That, man.
Too fucking late, bro.
That was me, Jimmy. You know,
Chuck Norris was there.
He told me,
Chuck
man.
Chuck Norris.
Keep doing the white. So cool. Keep doing the white rap thing.
Awesome. Favorite song of all time? Got one?
Oh no, I don't have a favorite song of all time.
Favorite song just in general?
You've got the eyes.
I don't know. That's my favorite song right now. Yo, I found this record last week at the flea market. A couple weeks ago at the flea market.
Flea market.
This was my jump off when I was a kid. Twisted Sister.
Oh.
Yeah, the original. We're Not Gonna Take It. Mm-hmm. Yo, that is some live stuff. My favorite.
They had some crazy blush in that movie. Or in that music video movie.
Oh. Best album of all time. Thriller.
Thriller.
Yeah. You can't mess with MJ.
OBS.
No. Yeah.
No. OBS. And for my listeners that don't know what OBS is, it's obviously short formed because I'm too lazy to say
and
obviously.
If they didn't know what OBS was, then they're a REITs, which is short. Short for something else.
That's almost polite to say it. You're such a REITs. It's almost like saying Ritz, but yo.
That's so bad. Yeah.
No offense.
But it was just slang, so whatever.
Highly controversial on this show. Highly.
Fuck. What up, Grandma?
You're so fucked.
You guys are just.
Yeah, I know. We're
quasiness.
We're quasi. So, your CD, Kush.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite song on here?
Yeah, probably. Dear God, 100 Bars is probably my favorite song on there.
Yeah. Should we listen to that one?
Yeah, let me explain what happened first.
Of course,
it took me about a year to write this.
Damn.
It started off like I definitely didn't think it was going to be on my album because it was a party kind of album. So I started writing a letter to God and kind of just getting a lot of stuff off my chest, just like the last year or last couple years of what I had felt. And the caliber of the raps and like what I was saying was so true to me that it kind of set a standard that it was hard to write at. So I'd go back to the rap like every month and write a little bit, but I wasn't fully inspired all the time to write to that level. So it ended up taking me like a year. Then when I was done the rap, my boy Aaron Mallon was like, yo, I love this song. I want to make a music video to it.
Dope.
And he added visuals. And now like, yeah, the video, in my opinion, is just as powerful as the song. Like the visuals he did is just as powerful as the lyrics. So together it went really good. Check that out, Emotions, Dear God, or 100 Bars on YouTube. But
I think YouTube. I might do that while we're listening, actually.
Let's peep the song.
Yeah, word up. So 100 Bars, Dear God,
and big up to Stylus on the theatrical beat.
Just big up to Stylus in general. Yes. Homie, you're doing some cool things with your fucking tunes, bro.
Big up CITR Radio
101.9 FM, baby. It's throwing it down.
Talked in a while. Lately my life been getting crazy and it's hard to smile. I've been feeling down with so much violence around. Got a voice and somebody trying to silence the sound. Turning around, rap, math, science, and bounce. Entwining my musical styles with the knowledge I found. Poet reciting aggressively, a pro at my writing. I'm running and swinging and I don't even know what I'm fighting. I'm ready for anything to be popping or happening. Cops or the magnum could drop you in the back of their wagon. Just taking your cash and then beating you for nothing is rational. This isn't fictional. I'm one of the people what happened to. Listen, why the homies wanna die so young, getting rich off of schemes that'll hurt someone. If we reach for our dreams, we could touch the sun. Why would we ever waste time with the drugs and guns? I'm saying, I seen innocent turn into killers. I seen killers turn innocent, start raising their children. Same people make you a king, they can make you a villain. Same people stopping the drug wars, probably dealing. If I told a psychiatrist about all of my feelings, he probably locked me in a room, padded walls and ceilings. Cause the law subpoenas the people speaking the realest. They killing babies for oil. I think our leaders are demons. Instead of planning and cleaning, they be scamming and scheming, dropping bombs down on the land. They should be planting the seed and proceeding to find freedom is the ultimate feeling. The right mind state, and you can find the earth is eating. Persevering, emotional burst of will, and I'm putting pain and love in the verse. You hearing the thirst for billions of dollars, make them hurt. So if it's a bad decision,
generations. People getting murked by the millions, and at the same time, the youngins growing up so fast. They rarely get a childhood before they dash for the cash. If they read the textbooks, that ain't fixing the facts. Historians rewriting history, erasing the facts. A biased opinion on Europeans raping the land, colonizing Native Americans with devious plans, giving smallpox and blankets as a gift to their fam, killing a man who helped you out the ship with his hand. We taking a stand. The youth will unite and expand. Learn how to write with our pens instead of fight with our hands. Enlighten our friends, trying to save the life if I can. Instead of a ring in the train, get a mic and a can of paint. Do what you can for the people that came from the mountains in Japan to the peaks of LA. Listen to your fellow brothers, what they trying to say. Instead of water torturing them in Guantanamo Bay, the final brigade. Imagine that a needle exchange with DJs trading equipment for they vinyl to play. Instead of a ball of some yay, get a bottle of Zay. We trying to drink our problems because they bottled away. Find an escape from the streets or get slaughtered the same. My parents never told me that this was a part of the game. Suicide killing so many with depression and shame. People forced to pop pills with nobody to blame. My mind is inflamed, so I'ma keep my mind on things. Like kids hopping the fences, going painting the trains. We're breaking the chains of slavery with love in our veins. The power and strength of unity can never be changed. We got cultures like capoeira, body funkin' favelas. Water purification teams making things a bit better. I seen kids from the ghetto win Olympic medals. Hills of Kenya, where the civil wars ain't settled. But still they're prevailing, beating the odds, making it happen. Like ball players from Rucker who just had to get drafted. Crafts get mastered, they don't believe in the bastard. No dad, but he can find us in the goddess through rapping. Hip-hop can save lives, and it has been keeping people off the streets with their hobbies and passion. I've seen homies turn sober for scratching, and others who drop crime just for rhyming and dancing. Motivating the kids of the next generation so they don't think that drugs is the best way to make it. Whether you raised good or bad, you could grow up, create a blow up, and make it with the riches and be totally famous on something amazing instead of selling meth and cocaine and the rest of the poison that ends up in your own kid's brain. Repeating the cycle like rappers acting violent and psycho, putting bullshit in their music so the streets will like you. I know with survival, but musical integrity is vital to say what we feel from our hearts and the dopest recital. I'm hoping my rivals will realize life is wild and lights and sirens. Devil's always right behind us, trying to assassinate the real science authors for they documented knowledge on flying saucers. Plus monks that can levitate and fire starters. You can read it on the tablets of Mayan fathers. Let's kick out Harper and cheer Obama, but I hope he ain't working with Bush and Osama. Life feel like a movie full of cops and robbers, cameras everywhere and the constant drama. Pressure's on you, but we can advance the vision. Active wisdom, community activism. We gotta teach the youngins and imagine with them a land of living without racism and killing. I'm sick of this. Fucking up my body with the cigarettes. Life going in circles and the cycle is ridiculous, meticulous. A soul search for significance. God, please give me the strength to make a difference.
Difference.
Difference. Difference.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
That was sick.
100 bars.
Was, were you fucking people listening? Oh, God, sorry, Grandma. Sorry, your Nana and Papa. Were you people listening? That was sick.
Yeah, thank you. Respect.
Oh, if you guys got anything to say on that track or anything else we've had to say tonight, or if you just want to come in and try and battle my homie Emotions, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-CITR-2487.
Come on, dog.
Don't be scared. You know, we just actually, like, learned how to conference more than one phone call on air at once.
Well, I haven't read it yet.
Let's fucking light up these phone lines.
Damn.
Cool. Awesome. Awesome. 100 bars. That's sick.
Clickety-clack.
Clickety-clack-clack.
Log in, fail.
So sick. So do you have any upcoming shows? Any shows you're doing? Of course you do. You always do.
I got a gazillion.
Yeah, you're always
upcoming shows. But a couple I'd like to talk about. Yep. We got two fundraiser shows coming up, which are going to be really cool. December 10th at the Century House. That one's called Gift Wrapped, which is with Emotion Stylist, Manic Wonderful, and Angerville from Toronto.
I was going to talk about that. Yes.
Yeah, and that's a fundraiser for the food bank. So all the proceeds is going towards the food bank and bring non-perishable food items also.
So is there like a discount out the door if you bring in like a perishable food?
I'm not sure about that. I was thinking about that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. You don't bring a fucking canned food, you get in for half price or something.
I'm
like
sure
that.
Something like that is on. And also the other one we have, we're doing a fundraiser for Canucks Place.
Okay.
For the Children's Hospital. And on January 20th.
January 20th.
At Shine Nightclub, yeah.
Well, speaking of January 20th, January 19th actually is also a fundraiser that I do every year. very near and dear to my heart is the Children's Wish Foundation, Kits for Kids. My friend Andrew Deleschi passed away in a car accident. And
I did that last year. I performed
yeah,
there.
You should perform again.
Holla.
I'm hollering right now. You want to be booked? We can't pay you.
You got to talk to my people, girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Homie to homie. Yo, do you do charity events for free?
No, for sure. You know, that's cool.
No, that's dope. It's January 19th. So I don't mind hitting up both spots. You know, I love, you know, it's this time of year where, you know, it's a giving part of year. You know, December, definitely. January, you know, it's time to give back, you know. I mean, even though, you know, some people give all year and shit, some people take shit all year. So give the people that take shit something. Like those people with illnesses.
Yeah, true that. And anybody with, you know, some warm-ass clothes in your closet that you don't wear, you know, go donate that too.
Yeah, there's one for bras now. I'm donating a few bras.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Which
wow.
I've been talking about bras all night. I just bought two new ones, blah, blah, blah. But they're not getting my new ones.
No.
I'm getting my old ones.
That's just wrong.
I'll wash them in warm water for you.
But yeah, you know, it's all about, you know, passing on something that you don't even use. You know, one person's garbage, the next person's treasure.
It's all about being
right?
a human so, being, like an yeah. actual decent human being. I mean, it's time to grow up. It's time to give back. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, I'm not like, you know, harsh, like money baller or whatever. I mean, I am, but I'm not. You know what I mean? But I don't really give like throughout the year. Like I give for Kits for Kids, and you know, I try to make a difference with that child abuse thing that's going on right now online. Which we could talk about for an hour. I have so much to talk about. KO'd. But yeah, so we got your first one. I can't remember what it's called. Your fundraiser.
Oh, Gift Wrapped.
Gift Wrapped.
Yeah. The other one doesn't have a name yet, but that's for Canucks Place on January 20th.
For the Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
And then we have Kits for Kids. That's for the Children's Wish Foundation.
Yes. Nice.
So anybody from 3 to 17 with an illness can get whatever they want.
Word
up. It's pretty cool. We've had 2 successful years so far. Trying to make a third successful. You know, go big, go big, go big, go big. It's going to be pretty dope.
For any of you bass heads out there, the dubsteppers and the drum and bassers and the jungleists,
yeah.
we got a weekly night down at Shine in the back room there every Wednesday. Oh. And yeah, it's been popping.
What you mean jungleists? I ain't never heard jungle go from that back room on a Wednesday.
What you talking about? We play D&B every week, girl.
Where have I been?
You've been waiting in line.
She's crazy.
Yeah, fucking right.
No one told her jungle and D&B is the same thing. But yeah, we're doing it every week, you know.
Are you gonna let that? Are you gonna let that one slide?
No.
It's school me.
Do you think
Stace?
Drum and bass and jungle are the same thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think jungle's more the Congo Natty thing, you know. But that's a different show. Although Shine Nightclub,
people who listen to the same music, they just call it a different name. That's what it is to me. They're like, oh, this is like a
jungle is
D&B.
More like
no, this is jungle.
Like, jungle gets dropped more hype, I guess. Drum and bass gets dropped hype, but it's kind of, like, a little slower. I don't know how to explain it.
All I know is that
all I know is... All I know!
You know that guy, Elbow Kicking?
When
Elbow Kicking Johnson, yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Just saying. He needs to play at Shine, but...
Yeah, if you want some actual...
I already brought him in, homie. I had him playing.
Dope.
Yeah.
Well, he obviously didn't make an impression.
We'll see you next week.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I'm just joking. I'm just fucking... He's my bro. I can make fun of him when on air.
Sorry,
no, Elbow Kicking, I'd never fucking hire you as a DJ. You fucking suck. I'm just kidding. I love you.
There you go.
That's what we do here.
Yeah, we're killing it down there every week. And every...
Shine.
Every second week now in Kelowna, we got whatever's dope, our bass night going on out there.
This stuff is like a chain now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Kelowna's got it going on, though, man. Every time I hear something
Except
Kelowna,
for their professional character, that guy can go to hell.
Well, I can't drive there from him.
He doesn't make it on my interview, but...
No. Oh, I know. What are we doing? Burn this fucking track.
Topic change. We also doing. I just took over the first MC Battle League in Canada, which is called King of the Dot. I just took over the Vancouver division.
Whoa.
So big up to my boy Organic, and
ups,
Ryan PvP out there, and all the people in Toronto and everything. So we're trying to do it proper in Vancouver now.
Let's talk about that.
Yo, I want to say something about that. I was at the last one, the one we did at Century House. It was an early show. 3 to 6:30 in the afternoon. It wasn't too bad. It got me something. Got me out of bed. Got me something to do during the day. I didn't really care, right? I got to start drinking early, you know.
All right.
But what I noticed is that there's so many different types of people, not really different types of people, but so many more people came out, so many different people that I've never seen in the city before. They just came out all over the fucking place. And the skills that were on these fucking MCs were just fucking, like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Like,
thank
wow.
you, internet.
Even the guy that sucked was sick.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, you got to think of it, too, like, freestyling is an amazing art, you know? That's like, it's like improv acting.
Yeah.
It's improv rapping, right? That's like comparing an improv tournament to a movie that's filmed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you freestyle battle, it's off the top of the head and it's raw and it's real and you might mess up and not everything's perfect. But if you have 2 months to write about a guy's mom and diss the guy and, you know, have a bunch of disses, you better come nice, you know? And that's how those battles work.
Yeah.
You know who you're going to battle.
And you can write.
You get 2 months. No, you have to write.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a freestyle
battle.
Oh, you
have to write. Yeah, okay.
That's what you do. You get 3 verses, and then you just write your best shit. And, of course, you got your homies probably helping you. You got everyone putting ideas in your head. You know what I mean? So if you can't come tight when you have 2 months just to think about one guy and write, like, come on, you're whack, right?
Yeah. But hold on, I mean, come on, battles is, you know, is sitting around writing the real knowledge. I mean, you know, a homeboy should be able to roll up there and just look around at the way the lights are being showed at the nightclub and talk about
the way the what they're wearing.
Why is your face doing this? You forgot to put on your makeup. Like that.
Yeah.
Yo, I'd like to see you at the next fucking battle,
saying,
Brooks. Well, do you think it's so fucking easy? Yeah. Step up. We've been called out.
The level of jokes and, like, talent level of the kind of lines that they use in freestyle battles are nowhere near the conceptual ideas that people come up with in the written league,
right,
you know?
Right, true.
They'll have an 8 or 16 bar verse that turns into a story all about the guy's life, and everything interconnects with real names and people,
and it's
just like, what?
So what's the judging criteria on these jams then?
And how come I'm not a judge? Not at that one, though.
Holla at us. We'll get you on the panel.
Rent money, you know what I'm saying? That's what I want.
The criteria is kind of different to every judge, I'd say.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, as long as they're open-minded, right? That's
And every judge has to film on camera and explain their explanation. Oh. So that's a cool part, right?
Yeah.
We're not going to have a France incident over here divvy out the gold medal or anything.
Yeah, exactly. They got to say why
about the country?
They got to say why they picked what they pick, you know? So
that's awesome. That's good.
Yeah.
France.
Now, I've heard some rumors about rent money being
You're the only one who says that rumor, Stacey.
That says it's... you know what? I don't even fucking believe it. This is what other people have been saying to people who've entered and saying that rent money, the judging is fixed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I don't believe it because I've been there and I think that everybody who's won deserved to win.
Yeah.
Deserved to win.
There you go.
That's what I believe, right?
I've been to every one and it's on number 20 now.
Yeah.
In my opinion, every single time, except maybe one or two when it was so close,
I've been
it's really like almost like flipping a coin. You're man, you go to triple overtime.
You've gone
3 extra rounds and it's just neck to neck. And then at that point, it's kind of like preference.
Oh, well,
some people like, I like his hair better. Or, you know what I mean? It could be a small thing that moves the judges. But to me, like, I've bent over backwards to make it really fair.
Yeah.
And I've looked at some really close friends of mine and gone, hey, man, you lose. You're out of the battle when I've judged. And if you look at the winners of rent money, it speaks for itself, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
When I first used to put it on back in the day, I remember Aspire and, like, kind of some of the younger cats would say it was fixed. But Aspire won, rent money won against Manic, who was in my crew. I made him win because he beat him.
Yeah.
And I gave him the trophy.
What do you mean you made him win? What? Did he win by himself?
No, I was judging.
Just fucking
I gave him the decision, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, you got the homie? Boom, you got it, you know?
Yeah, that's dope.
Rent Money 2 was won by Mike Murder.
Except in Rent Money 19
crew,
right now.
You know?
So who's the winner of 30? You know all of them? Let's go up the ballot.
I don't know the order, but I'll tell you who's won Rent Money's. Hellenback, Paper Chase, Manic, Junk, and Aspire have won a bunch each.
Yeah.
Young Hungry, Spite, D1, Danny, my sister.
Yeah, yo, your Mike sister Murder. Fucking went up against Hellenback, her ex.
Damn.
I fucking missed that one. I couldn't fucking believe I missed that one.
Drew would knock a man out in that type of battle, I'm telling you.
Yo, Danny killed it, man. But, you know, it's different when you're, like, up against your ex-boyfriend,
right?
What
I mean. That's what didn't say. Enough, but still won.
You know, but maybe he held back. Who knows? I wish I was fucking there.
It was fucking close, man. It was a
good one.
Was
it videotaped?
I got the footage. I got it.
Yeah, you do. Please send it to me.
We just need audio.
We're about to drop a DVD, Rent Money 1 to 20. Actually, the highlights from like the first 20 battles that we've put on the last 4 years.
Good.
Wait, it's only been 19. You're doing another one first before you drop that, or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be at that one.
Rent Money 20 is on January 27th. At Shine.
Lots of good things going on in January, man.
At yep. Shine.
In February, me and Stylist World Tour. Boom.
What? How many touring, stops?
The Philippines, Thailand, Belgium, Sweden, and probably Germany, too.
What else wow. is going on at Shine? This Thursday at Shine, December 9th, speaking of drum and bass and dubstep, Green Law and Lasers are this week.
Nice.
Have you heard of them? I haven't heard of them either.
I haven't either. They but, better
they better fucking represent.
It. You better. I'm telling you.
We got.
I want to see what's going on. December 8th. Lasers. Yeah.
We got a dubstep show at Shine, too, which is this Wednesday. Yeah, me, Stylist. Is. Miles away from IGU crew, nice. California, oh, yeah. and also Alonzo Wang, who's doing a live dubstep production set, which
I
want to
get
amazing.
Him. I want to get Alonzo in here too.
Well, he's producing some of your tunes, right? That's what you're yep. saying. Yeah. Well. Alonzo Wang.
He's dope. No, I want to get him in. I've been meaning to get a CD from him, but it's just they keep missing paths and stuff. And you know, I want an actual like copy from him.
Intranet.
Shoutouts. Let's do shoutouts. I want to shout out all my beautiful, sexy ladies out there in the radio world. You know who you are. I don't even have to say your name. You know it. Sugar Shay, Raquel, Michelle, Lavelle, Pernell. You know.
Right. Prada, Louis,
we'll give a shout out to
bitches.
Some homies. We'll shout out to fucking Kyle, Martin, Alex, and Chris. What up? Give a shout out to Anthony, Bandit, and Simon. What up?
Keep painting.
I'll give a shout out to fucking Alex Hot Chrome with his fucking street grimy wear. What up? Give a shout out to Jamie Tobin's mustache. What up?
The horses running as a soundtrack during the fucking shout out so people know exactly how these people are trying to hustle.
who else? Shout out to Luke. What up, Luke? I love you. Shout out to Eva. I love you. Fucking Brian. I could just fucking go on with my shout outs. Okay, love you, Vancouver. You know it. Shout outs to Emotions Girlfriend. I'll meet you in the record room in 5 minutes.
Whoa.
Put on an instrumental. I need to interview you, miss.
I said, man, when
shout out to Mike West. What up?
Stacy, earlier, before midnight, she's like early 20s female. But once it hits midnight, she's like a 40-year-old perved out dude. Straight up,
here.
Man.
I'm still here, right?
Sometimes if I start drinking early, it's like 10 o'clock.
Is that cool?
Sometimes it's 12 p.m.
I'm like the old man from Family Guy. Get your fat ass back here.
There's popsicles in the basement.
See y'all next year. That was different. That's a greasy guy.
Hey, shout outs to my girl Elisa. Shout outs to Omar for rolling out tonight with me. Big ups,
Omar. Quick copy my haircut.
Sound Vibe Records crew, you know, Atticus. Happy birthday out to Stylist also. Happy birthday to Jay Nasty.
Oh, happy birthday, Nasty.
Yeah, we was killing it in the lanes, baby. I just won a little bowling game yesterday, you know. Nice, let the airwaves know.
Nice. Oh, shout out to Leona. What's up, girl? Aaron, Drastic Measures. Sorry, Raymond, what up?
There's that 40-year-old pervert.
Hey, my listeners know what they get. They get me. I can be a pervert. They still think I'm cute.
Yeah, it's like a chapter in a story.
It's
you
just
know
challenging
mean?
When the girls don't like it, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, really? A challenge.
You guys could see her face. That was way even worse than it was.
Shoutouts to God. I'd like to thank God. Love you, man.
J-O-D.
See a DJ?
G-O-D.
No, it's Jod.
Jod.
That's my gardener.
Ja, Allah, you know?
Allah, la, la, la.
It's everything.
Oh, shout out to Lady AK. Allah, la, la. That's how I say your name. Her name's Allah. I didn't know I was praying to a god when I said that. That's funny, because you actually are.
I'm calling out a tune for an instrumental for this man to chop up before we leave the airwaves.
Oh, let me hit you a cappella. I'll show you something new.
We don't have to be anywhere anytime soon, guys, so please just do it.
I don't need beats.
You don't need beats.
Juicy fruits, man. I'm sitting here, this guy's speaking straight knowledge. His dad, eyes of a stranger. You know?
Oh, shout out to the Paolas. What up?
Yeah, what up, payolas?
Shout out to the grandparents that made the payolas, basically.
Right. Let them know.
Shout out to Nana and Papa.
Big up, Molly and Joe.
You got some music running in your bananas. That's awesome. Man. Give me some talent. This family's got so much fucking talent. I'm so proud of you guys.
And big ups from my pops, man. He's on like a banana diet, dude. He has to eat mostly bananas. That's G'd out. That's fucking hard. That's hard to stick to.
Speaking of bananas, fun fact. Do you know that there's only, like, bananas are like a mutant, and there was only one banana that grew without seeds through the whole thing. Whoa. And so they genetically made bananas, and bananas are genetically made.
Okay. And they all have five sides.
You're a fucking star.
Yo, check
stars
that
have five sides too.
Five sides to every banana story, dude.
I want to hear this acapella.
Oh my god.
Let's let him know.
All right. I'm turning our fucking mics off.
Yo,
hit
this
it.
This shit is about. Shit.
Oh, that's you. Oh wait. That's you.
How you cut me like that? This shit is about plantains, B.
No. Yeah. Plantains.
No, check it. This is something new I've been writing for the new album. Doesn't have a name or nothing, but yeah, check it. Hey, yo, why they pay lawyers so much more than teachers? Corrupt system full of cops and preachers. Things in the ghetto that'll leave you speechless. Kids from the coast who ain't seen where the beach is. Oh, Jesus. It's like the world's in pieces. And we don't know what peace is. My voice releases. My love and pain through thesis. I hope it somehow reaches the people who need this. Yo, your soul's resistance? That's what pumping the fist is. God damn it. So much beauty that I almost missed it. Put my lips to the soil and kiss this. God's plan. Planet. Clean water and green trees, a lot of resources feed you and your baby and teen daughter. Some dreams thought up, leave when life caught up. Things are all shut up, kids and war slaughters. But we believe in the realms of the spiritual. 2012's more about the individual. Revolutions, revelations, and miracles. We trying to survive in a world that's hysterical.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Emotions, Sound Vibe Records, Vancouver, BC.
Where can people find your album?
iTunes. You can check it out on, or you can go to myspace.com/emotions or soundcloud.com/emotions. That's got a bunch of my new remixes and like exclusives that people could check out. Or check me out on YouTube. Just look up Emotions, 100 Bars, or Wild Style. Those are the two new videos. Boom.
God, you have so much going on. Boom. So much going on. I bet your girlfriend loves it when you do that.
Boom.
There's that 30-year-old perv. I used to do Micro Machines commercials, but I just focus on hip hop now.
Yo, I want a commercial right now. If you were doing a commercial with Throwdown FM, what would it sound like?
Oh, wait.
It wouldn't be as dope as that one you guys played before, that CITR commercial or whatever you're playing.
Oh, thank you for the donation.
Man, Tina that was Turner. Off the hook.
Tina. Oh, speaking of child abuse.
I'm sorry, I'm here. Now, back to the sponsorship. If you could, let's just get a commercial for your sponsorship. You can have any sponsorship, the dream sponsorship. Oh. Let's hear a commercial for it.
That's what I'm thinking.
No, let's make that into a question. Fuck that commercial thing. If you could choose...
He's asking me to do a commercial and you're talking about
molestation.
Well,
I wanted a commercial too.
I'm just confused.
Molestation.
What's going on?
What'd you say?
I don't know what you guys are on.
It's true. That does sound like something I would talk about.
Yeah, 40 years
Me old. Getting molested, though, not me molesting anybody else. Any takers? Give me that back. So, sponsors. If you could have any sponsor in the world, who would you want that sponsor to be? And why?
That's a hell of a hard one. You know what it would probably be? It's got to be like Air Canada or Delta Air. Or
something,
you know?
Flying.
Yeah. I want free flights everywhere.
Let's hear a commercial
Just tell your girl to go be a flight attendant. Easy peasy.
And
you don't
even
know. And she gets paid for it.
And then I'll marry you.
And then I'll marry her.
My girl got that Disney money, baby.
Oh.
She worked for Disney.
Oh. Dope. One of my girls was in a Disney movie.
Walt This Way.
Is that Disney or...
It's late, okay?
Yeah.
We're just making shit up. So, commercial. Do you have a funny voice? Do you have funny stuff to say about commercials? Sponsors, commercial.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
You got one?
Oh, and now, coming live, Stacey Brown with the DTSB News Report.
That's all I got, baby.
She's taking flights, rolling up those white paper sleeves, letting her peoples know. I'm coming through with the podcast. DTSB 101.9 FM Throwdown, bitches.
Oh, my God.
But I still can't be Charlie Tuna. You know what I mean? Although we all try and aspire for that voice and to get under those motherfuckers.
This is
skins.
The man, maybe. But exactly. What does he even say there, man? Maybe
this
him himself.
Verbal monster.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
Oh, my God. Don't ever do that again.
Well, okay, man.
Because I will punch you out. I'm not scared to do that. Everyone knows I'm violent, except against children, which I think is wrong and immoral. If I find you beating children, I will beat your ass.
And
scene.
And yo, change your Facebook profile pic to a cartoon character, yo.
Speaking of which, people think that, let's just get into that.
I got one.
Okay, well, I won't get into that because I can just get into that. Into the pedophile thing, and people are thinking that, oh, change your profile picture to a child's cartoon so pedophiles can be added as friends.
Oh,
I'm like, yeah, funny. Because I have so many fucking kids lining up to be my friend, and I'm adding so many kids as my friend that if I put a picture of a cartoon from the 90s, which in a pedophile's like age description, like they're not even gonna know what cartoons from the 90s are.
I think it has more to do with just showing that you care, like, you know, raising
Step
awareness.
Step one, change your fucking picture. Step two, donate to your favorite abused child charity.
It's funny.
It's all about charities.
The profile picture I was gonna put up
heated.
Was Lucy
I'm
Lou,
I'm getting
the
heated.
Age of two from the Grinch Who Stole Christmas. She's like pretty young and blonde.
She's a fucking cartoon, Brooks.
Oh, like so is Marge Simpson. Don't tell me you wouldn't make out with Marge Simpson.
Dude, if when her hair is wet and down like that, oh my God.
See? I got you.
I'm sorry. We banter like this. It's just weird. Know, we just get off topic. Shut up, Brooks.
Sorry. Well, that's a nice profile picture. Can I come over? Do you need me to buy you some beer?
My profile picture is a little flying bears. I don't know if anybody remembers that show. But for years, I was like, do you guys remember this cartoon? And everyone's like, what? What are you talking about? No. I'm like, fuck. I finally Googled it, and I couldn't believe it came up, actually, because I've Googled it before, like, a couple years ago. I couldn't fucking find it. And now I can watch cartoons, like, I can watch episodes and stuff. I'm like, oh, Little Flying Bears, Defenders of the Environment.
I got to give a big ups to Jem, dude.
Oh, Jem and the Holograms. That was my first picture.
She's truly outrageous, man.
Oh, for sure. I had the Jem and the Holograms and the Misfits right beside each other. That was my first picture. Second one was Real Ghostbusters. Then I had Rugrats. High Top Kicks as another one.
Proper.
Spicy. And then, the Dukes. Dukes
like
of Hazzard cartoon. You remember that cartoon?
I just remember
that movie because you're
racist,
fucking loser.
Man.
What? Me?
Dukes of Hazzard is racist, man.
How do you figure? Just because there's no black people in it?
I'm just kidding.
Was there a black person in it?
Yeah, he was a prisoner.
Probably.
No racial listeners. Wow. Brooks.
I watched the show.
Wow.
Maybe not
wow.
the cartoon.
Wow, Brooks. You stepped across. You crossed the line, okay? Your microphone might say 222 front, but you're not the front man in this, right?
Sorry, DTSB. We're here live.
Speaking of which, who gave me that nickname? Oh, Home Emotions.
Emotions?
Yeah, big emo. I'm in it.
Emo? Oh, then no way.
I was emo before emo meant sad and weird.
Sometimes I wish my hair was emo so it would cut itself.
You know, emo. It means Dave. That was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, I'm funny like that. Okay, we're done our shout-outs. We're done our stuff. Charities, let's go over the charities again. January 19th, Kids for Kids, very important. Tuesday, Bun B, Fortune Sound Club, not a charity, but still very important to get out there.
Damn.
And at the end, just before we wrap up, I'm going to play you guys a Bun B track because that's what I do when I'm promoting something.
Yes.
And then next Tuesday at Fortune is a smoker's tour, which we'll talk about more next week. And this week,
I better be there.
I do have a plus one, but it's not for the co-host.
Fuck, my legs aren't nice enough for that.
No, your tits aren't big enough either, bro.
Yeah, look at this shirt.
Star Trek. Oh my God, you're such a dork.
Well, I need to work on my breasts, obviously.
Yeah.
What's that? Colder nips than that.
We must increase our bust. The bigger the better, the stronger the weather. The boy or the boys will look at us. It's like something in
Whoa,
high school.
That was double time, man. She was
thin,
like,
it's like this thing that cheerleaders used to sing when we were in school. Not that I was a cheerleader. I was part of the dance.
I was only looking through the hole in the bathroom.
I could probably say it a lot better without stuttering. It's probably going to sound like shit at the podcast. But hey, can't wait to listen. You can check our website, citr.ca, to listen to the podcast. And, you know, you got to remember that my show, for you fucking beautiful Vancouver people, is 100% West Coast, British Columbia. You'll never hear a track aired on my time that ain't from fucking the local Union 604.
Nice. Boom. And getting into some Bun B next.
Wow, obviously you guys don't know the you guys don't know.
Oh, pounded right there.
They never knew.
So that's the end
Bun
of this
is from
interview.
Fucking Burnaby, man. Bun B is from Burnaby. We just want to throw
that's
that out.
That's what the B is. Bun
Burnaby.
Let's go.
Well, you know, I like to use the airwaves for a little bit of more promotional. That's why I said at the end of the show, we'll play some Bun B. Bun B, Bun B, Tuesday Fortune, Bun B. What?
Pants on
be
the
there
ground.
Be square.
Pants on the ground.
Have a super hot date. for Bun B.
His name is Brooks. Oh.
Her name is Malisha. She's fucking ghetto superstar. I love this bitch. She's definitely like, I don't know, one of my hottest ladies.
Wow. Sure. She's got plus one, so she's
gonna
be
have to go shopping for that. Get some new.
Fuck that bitch. Shop for mama. Oh, you heard that.
All right, let's
before we wrap up, I want to listen to another show because another track because we really haven't really got to get into this. So,
well, you can download it. Fuck.
Yeah, you can, but
where
I want to listen.
Downloading this at
before we wrap up. Let's listen to which one do you want to listen to?
Let's put on the song called Soldier.
Soldier.
Inside a Soldier. Yeah.
Perfect.
This track was about basically just I was being in the character of a soldier. The first verse, I'm like a military type soldier, gave up on life and is just willing to fight for the government. And the second verse, I'm like a gangster kind of soldier on the streets who's just gave up and is trying to slang drugs and fight like that.
Street soldier. I know so many people like that.
Street soldier. Whoa. All right,
let's get into the music. One more track before we wrap up. Okay, Vancouver, so don't
emotions
worry.
Emotions inside of a soldier.
That's right. I was just gonna do that. Thanks for making my job easier.
No choice is left, I know it's time to attack. I made too many mistakes, there ain't no holding me back. I know it's do or die, I know it's suicide. One of us gotta go, it's either you or I. No salary, no family. Any relatives left is all mad at me. Join the cavalry, fuck humanity. This academy here is insanity. First I was desensitized. They took the fear out and put death in my eyes. Killed my inner child and they made me a man. So I just follow directions, go according to plan. They point and I shoot, they riot and I loot. They fight and I I do. They lying, then I'm too. A fine design truth was mine, reclines truth. When it's time, I am the lion to find you. My neck's barcoded with government tattoos. When I die, there's nobody to tell the bad news. I advise that you stay out the way and pray soon. To survive, there's no telling the things I might do. And you don't wanna see what's inside of my heart. May steer and strike like I'm out for the kill of the night till the sun. You don't wanna see what's inside of my heart. And you don't wanna see what's inside of my heart. She's still a young man, but he look a lot older. Teenager in the streets, I be doing my dirt. Bandana in my pocket and I'm ready to work. I'm a blood hungry killer who be clenching his thirst. Plus my baby mama want that money right on the first. Anybody in my way, they about to get murked. You don't know pain, you ever live life with a curse. I'm going insane, too many friends up in the hearse. I'm ready to bang, this motherfucker's repping the gang. They say the evils of society infest in my brain. Cause all I care about is money and material things. I used to have a lot of morals, they got traded for rings. Chains and bling, I'd rather live the life of a king. The heart of a soldier is harder than the black of the night. I feel alive from the violence every time that I fight. No reasons or repercussions, skip the deep discussions. I'm rushing to keep hustling, fight wars for nothing. And you don't wanna see what's inside of my heart. May steal and strike like I'm out for the kill of the night till the sun. You don't wanna see what's inside of my heart. And you don't wanna see what's inside of my heart. She's still a young man, but he look a lot older. Seen a lot of killing and he just gets older. Inside of no choices left, I know it's time to attack. I made too many mistakes, they ain't no holding me back. I know it's do or die, I know it's suicide. One of us gotta go, it's either you or I. And you don't wanna see what's inside of my heart. May steal and strike like I'm out for the kill of the night till the sun. You don't wanna see what's inside of my
word up.
Yeah.
That was Inside of a Soldier. It's got a good beat to it, too.
Thank you.
Military was, grime.
Yeah, that was produced by Stylist, too.
Stylist, when is he going to be on my show?
Let's bring him in anytime.
I fucking wanted you guys together, but, you know. You're supposed to be coming in with Manic tonight, and he's in Calgary. But, and he's supposed to call in. apparently everyone's scared to call in. Whatever. I want to hear from Nana and Papa. You think they'd call in?
I think they're in bed.
They're probably in sleeping now. That's okay. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Big up. Thank you guys for having me
respect,
in.
Respect. You know.
Yeah.
Emotions doing it. proper styles.
He does. You're doing big things for Van City, man. You're moving the movement. Thank you, man. You know, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I wish there was more people that, like, cared about Van City like you do, like I do.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm not from here, I've been out here for 10 years, so I think I've, like, done a little bit.
Well, it's your city, too, then, you know?
Yeah.
I see people repping the Vancouver this, skate Vancouver that. Come on. Be about it. Stop just trying to spread the word. Start talking about it and get
deeper. Stop wearing it. Stop wearing it. Do it. No, respect. No, respect for anybody that's, like, you know, big enough Van City. I definitely don't believe that there's enough hype. I believe that there's a lot of talent in the city, and I believe that, you know, these people should be coming forward and getting their shit out there. And, you know, I want to be one of those fucking, you know, main things that they have to fucking...
Vessels that get those people there. Yes, yeah, yes. For real.
The bird is the word.
Big bird.
I said a bird, bird, bird. Where's Willow for that song? Shout out to Willow. So, no, I had a lot of time, a lot of fun. What I want to do is I need to play another promo. And then I have to play Bun B for everybody. Because I said, actually, let's do that now. Let's play Bun B. Let's play, what do you guys want? Like, anything?
What's that? Throw down. Does he have pure later?
Get throwed.
Does he have shipper?
Push in.
Does he have import, export?
Let's do push in. I don't know.
Push in, yeah. Same thing.
Let's do it. Bun B, Tuesday night at Fortune.
To Trail!
Hit it off, Bun C.
About the feds, DEA, ATF, Task Force, Jump Out Boys, and your local neighborhood robbers, baby. I got to keep on pushing.
In the soot and the snow. They call me Mr. Kilogram in case your ass ain't no. I'm the boss baller blow when you come to the gulf. Other cats holding some weight, but they ain't holding enough. I've been around way before the interstate was on fire. Before they hit it in the gas tank or the tire. Before a motherfucker even knew about his cash. We just put work in the back of the car and mashed out. Now ask a nigga that was doing it in 9-3. On the interstate in the rental car, you can find me. Suitcase and stuff like a holiday turkey. Chopper right beside him, case a nigga try to jerk me. I did a city thing, plus I played it out of state. Either way, a nigga was known for having a lot of weight. Try to knock me down, but it only made me bigger. Haters wanna see me fall, but a nigga gotta keep on pushing. I'm on the corner from sunup to sundown. Competition getting hectic. I'm headed for out of town. What I was selling for 20, niggas selling for 10. So I'm about to take it to drastic measurements for my ends. My partner Robert 17 and in the bins. And me, I'm in the bucket, but fuck it, that's how it is. Shit, I got an ounce about to cut it in the stone. Stick stop, port off of Texas. I work it in the longs. I'm a little nigga on this hustle about to rise. I was cutting 17 and I was only paying 5. A week went by and a nigga took that drive back to H-Town with 3 up about to score me 9. A Pyrex bowl in the whoop so cold. I cook for 9, then I stretch it for 9 more. Whoa, I'm that nigga baking with holes in his dough. Crumbin' nigga selling the ether, but fucking shit sold.
Hey, no matter how hard I get, you know I'm a real talk, real niggas do real things, you know it. Yeah. You already know, big PC, nigga. UGK for motherfucking life, nigga. You know them Houston niggas, you know them niggas keep on pushing, nigga. Pushing, UGA niggas, you know they already. Real niggas do real things, nigga. You already know, nigga. CTE, nigga, rap a lot, right? One day you're here, and the next day you're gone. Cause some niggas set you up on the phone. Shit, I play it how I go, I'm in a league of my own. He ain't gotta front me shit, nigga, I'm buying my own. Whether it's 16 bars or 16...
Word, that's Bun B. So. I know. I wish I could listen to the rest of the song. We'll just put it in the background.
Is that Jeezy?
Yeah, yeah.
Shut the background. Fuck up. That's Bun B. He is at Fortune on Thursday. What? Or Tuesday. Oh, God. Tuesday. Bun B. Tuesday. It's going to be sick. Anyways, again, Emotions, I just want to thank you so much for coming in. It's great to have you, man. You know, one of my friends. I love you, man.
Hell yeah, big ups.
Fuck, respect.
Thanks for having me in.
Thanks for coming in.
What up, Vancouver? Check out the music. I got a lot of my new tunes up on soundcloud.com/emotions with a Z, or on myspace.com/emotions, or just check me out on YouTube. I got a bunch of my music videos, live performances, and stuff like that. So,
fuck yeah. Respect, homie. Thanks so much. To check out the show and more shows, go to www.citr.ca to listen to podcasts of the shows we've done priority on the screen. Whatever. I just want to thank you guys for coming. Brooks, thanks again for being my co-host. Sorry Jen couldn't come. She's a busy girl with school and shit, man, you know?
What's up, Jen Slater?
Shout out to Jen.
Next time, JJ.
Yeah, girl. So we're going to finish this Bun B song. It's just over in like 10 seconds anyways. I'm going to leave you with Emotions, Kush, and Vancouver. I love you, and I'll see you next
week.
Boom!
Big up Rain City, Canada, Vancouver.
Grind your teeth.
Boom, baby. Sleep tight. And, you know, lock your doors, because I might just come in there and bite. Ciao, Van City. Good luck.
Yo, hey, yo, fuego. The only way that I rap, yo, hot like Tabasco. They came from El Paso. Best sound at parties when I'm puffing a half. Oh, that's just the...